Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Green Future Podcast, where we talk about all things eco-friendly and how to mitigate the effects of climate change. In today's episode, we will discuss composting and food waste. Let's get started.
Okay, first of all, what is food waste, and why should we care what happens to it? Food waste is just food scraps and leftovers, which seems simple, but is actually kind of a big deal. One-third of the waste in Rhode Island's landfill right now is food waste. And most food scraps are compostable, which means that they can biodegrade and become soil if they're separated out and managed properly. So, we can see just how big of an impact composting could have. Literally one-third of all our trash in the landfill right now could be composted.
On the other hand, when food waste sits in landfills, it cannot decompose properly and releases a greenhouse gas called methane. Greenhouse gases rise into the atmosphere and act like a big blanket that over-insulates the earth, contributing to climate change. Methane, one of these greenhouse gases, is 28 times more potent than carbon dioxide, meaning that it has incredible heating power.
Also, the Rhode Island landfill in Johnston is estimated to be full around 2040. That is scary, but there's one way to prevent food waste contribution to filling the landfill and creating methane. That is, you guessed it, composting. Composting is a super easy and sustainable way to get rid of food waste and give back to the earth. Through regular shifting of layers in compost bins, nutritious soil is created and can be used to grow more crops and attract pollinators.
Harvest Cycle Compost is an organization based in Providence, Rhode Island that helps people divert their food scraps from the landfill and compost it instead. People can have their food scraps picked up, or they can take them to community food waste collection sites in different places around Providence. For home pickup, Harvest Cycle provides a bin to place food waste in, and every 2 weeks they pick up the bin and bring the waste to a composting facility.
All you have to do is follow the instructions on what can and cannot be composted. There is a map of drop-off sites, and generally they are in libraries and parks, such as Peace and Plenty Park, Washington Park Library, and Rochambeau Library, to name a few.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Green Future. And do consider composting with Harvest Cycle Compost to help do your part in our environment and future. Look out for a second episode on rules on what can or can't be composted. Thank you.